If you wanted money, why didn't you tell me?
Oh, great. Auntie couldn't even wait just one day. My God.
That is not an answer.
The reason is just this. Answering all these questions, of course. If I want money, I have to answer to everyone.
Why don't you just tell me that it isn't to your advantage for me to know about it?
I'm sure you'll find out about it eventually. There's no need for me to tell you.
Who did you want money for? Huh? For that girl? The one your boss fired?
Nima, Auntie. And now there's a new channel, Miss Layla. Great job, everybody. So tell me, Father, is there anything that you don't know?
That girl. That's what I don't know about.
Ask, and they'll all tell you. They're reliable sources.
Answer me already. Do you know what she has even done?
Yes, I know. Did they tell you? Her crime is very serious. She actually spoke to me at work.
Don't change the subject. What is your relationship with that girl?
Why tell? You already know everything. You've already judged me, just sentenced me, and let's get it over with.
Ah. So I have the right to believe it, right?
Father, you have the right to do anything you want.
So then tell me that you didn't give her the money.
No.
It's a lie that you see her regularly.
No.
It's a lie that you have fallen for her.
No, Father, it's not a lie. I gave her the money because she needed it. I see her and we talk because she's a very nice girl. We see each other because we care for each other.
Hello. Layla, how are you? This is Mohsen. Thank you very much. And how are you doing over there? I want to see you. How about tomorrow? Where? Which bookshop do you mean? Ah, yes, yes, I remember. 10 o'clock. Yes, thank you.
Enough's enough, Saeed. You should be ashamed. Every day there's a new mess here. Look at me. Do I do things like that? Saeed, look me in the eye when I'm talking to you.
I'm looking.
Hey, so you understand what I'm saying? Ow! Look, that's the last time you touch me, right? Next time you won't get off so easy.
You really think you're out of reach right now, you idiot?
Oh.
What are these?
Believe me, they belong to my friend.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Is this Farha's shop?
Yes.
I brought your goods.
Okay, son. I'll tell him. Okay. I'll call you later. Okay. Someone has come to Nima's shop with goods for you. China and glassware.
To Nima's shop?
Where should he have taken them?
Well, I don't know.
What's this all about?
I told you I went to see one of my friends, Haji Habib. He insists on me working in his trade. He says there's a lot of profit there. But I don't feel he's thought about it too seriously.
Farhad. Haji Habib has been in this business for a while, but are you sure the work he's offering will make money?
Well, that's what Haji says.
You can work with Nima, but each of you do your own thing.
For the time being, I don't want
Farhad. To. Farhad. Will you let me ask Zora to come around again? What she did was wrong, I agree. But she's only a kid. You have to at least give her a chance to come and apologize.
That girl is very stubborn. I refuse to put up with her.
She's already engaged to Nima. Please don't go and make a mess of their life, Farhad. When they get married, they'll move into their own place.
Their own place? How does Nima own a house? With what money? What belongings?
Nima's working, and he also has some money saved up already. And besides, we're his parents. He's not alone. We'll help him out.
Hello, Dad.
Hello.
This is the van driver.
Hi. I'll be right with you. Haji Habib always catches you off guard with these things. He wasn't supposed to send these things to your shop.
It doesn't matter.
I'll have to look around and find a new shop.
Why? What's wrong with this one?
I don't want to take up room here, especially with everything that's happened, and I won't blame you for not wanting me here.
Don't say things like that, Dad. I wanted to empty a few of these shelves. I was just waiting for you to get here.
Thank you very much. I'm like you. I think you shouldn't mix work with family matters. You understand, don't you?
Hello.
Hello. Sorry I made you come all this way here.
What do you mean? I apologize for bothering you.
Yeah.
So this is your friend's bookshop?
Yes.
So why didn't she introduce herself that time?
It was planned that I was supposed to come and introduce her to you.
But you didn't come.
Yeah. I couldn't make it. Let's sit.
I'd prefer to look at the books a little longer if you don't mind.
No, not at all. Sometimes I come and help Mahtab out so she can run a few errands. Her husband is the headmaster of a wonderful private school. She has a little boy, too. And a lovely, quiet life. She has tremendous patience for listening to other people who all want to share their troubles.
Apparently it's good to have a friend like that.
We've known each other for years. Since the time I came to Tehran for my sister's delivery. Oh, wow. Time flies, doesn't it? Good memories that become one's only joy.
A person can make very pleasant memories until their dying day.
Memories belong to the times when people are together, not when they are alone or missing someone.
Sorrow and missing people is part of the past. But life does go on.
Not for everyone.
Don't you think you should be saying these things in 20 to 30 years?
How many years' time? You want to cheer me up?
Marzieh wanted to come and see you.
Really?
She couldn't believe it, but she was very pleased.
I would love to see her too. You said you wanted to speak to me?
Actually, it's about Saeed. I've always been worried about him. And now even more than before.
Is it about his relationship with that girl?
It's about my relationship with Saeed. I feel like I'm losing him. Till now I've had control over him. Either from a distance, sometimes directly. I watched over him. But watching over someone only works when there is respect between two people. Respect and a kind of fear between father and son. But yesterday I felt that these things didn't exist between us anymore. He had the nerve to look me in the eye and say he feels something for this girl.
What do you think it all means?
Well, it's clear that my opinion is of no importance to him. He's doing just what he wants to do.
In fact, he's doing what you don't want him to do. I mean, he wants to stand up to you. I am ahead of you in this because this disaster happened to me 4 years ago.
What do you mean?
My young daughter, Saba. At 17, she fell in love with a man who wasn't at all suitable. Threats, begging, the cold shoulder. Nothing had any effect. They did what they want. And now my Saba has a little girl. And she's only 21 years old.
What about her husband? What kind of man is he?
If you come with me tomorrow, you'll see Mehran. I have to go to court. I don't want to go alone.
I really love my mate, Farhad.
Yeah. Hello, Mehran.
What's up?
What's up with you?
Good.
Nice to see you. Sit down. Sit down, please.
So, I see you're keeping yourself busy here. Made a nice little business for yourself.
Give me a break, will you?
Well, you know, all those big plans you made in prison, and now these few bits of cockery.
Yesterday, I didn't have this stuff. It's all thanks to an old friend who wants to help me out.
Pack it up. My brother's waiting.
No thanks, Mehran. Sorry, not today.
Come back tomorrow? Tomorrow I have to go to court in the afternoon.
I'll let you know, okay?
Tell me, you like your job?
No, it's not it. I have some problems at home still.
What problems? Money? That kind of thing?
No, not money. You know, after 5 years of being away, there are a lot of things you have to sort out when you get back. But I'll come and see you when I can.
Yeah, you're right. My sentence didn't even last a year, but it messed up my life. I don't know why, but my brother Shab, even though he hasn't seen you, he likes you.
Because you probably exaggerated about
me. No. Believe me, I told him the truth. I told him that if there was one person in prison who had a big heart, it was Farhad. When he heard you'd been released, he was so pleased.
Say hello to him for me. By the way, have you solved the problem in court?
I'll sort it out. Little by little.
Tell me, do you ever get to see Sasan?
Sasan? No. Why do you ask?
Just asking. No reason.
I nearly forgot. Look what I've got here for you.
It's handmade. By a prisoner who was inside for at least 2 years.
No. It's a gift from a friend of Shahab's. He said to give it to you.
So, here's the restaurant.
Well, it looks wonderful.
What will you say if you see inside?
It's the food that's important.
The place is important. We don't want to see anyone that'll ruin our high.
It seems you must come here a lot.
Well, that depends on who I'm with. So now tell me, do you want me to order another portion for you?
Oh no, I'm full.
Yeah, me and the wife.
Where did you say you live?
Behind the palace.
Wow, I really love that area. You said your wife is on holiday?
She hasn't gone far from here. She'll be back soon.
What a pity.
Really?
I thought I would be able to get away for a few days.
It seems now that you're full, you're much more talkative.
Yeah, you know, work and stuff. We're on a vacation next week.
Yeah, waiter, bring the bill.
Here you are, sir. Enjoy.
Yeah, me and the wife.
Thanks.
For a week, the kids are going to be at her parents'.
Let me see how much this has set you back. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. How clumsy of me. Let me clean it.
Don't upset yourself. I'll be right back. Excuse me, but where did the lady go?
She said goodbye and left.
What? She just said goodbye and left? Hey, my wallet!
Really?
Hi, hello.
Good to hear, yeah.
When did you ring exactly? You know I can't answer it when I'm in the CCU. You know I always have to turn it off, yeah. What? No, I can't make it today. Is it very important? Okay, where? Saeed? Hello.
Hello, when did you get here?
Just now. Were you about to start praying?
I got here early, because I thought I'd go and...
Say your prayers, yes.
Yeah.
So say them.
I will, there's time.
It's really strange, Saeed.
What?
Strange that you pray.
I told you, I've always said my prayers since I was a kid. That's the kind of family that we are.
I guess whatever you want, God gives it to you then.
Why, do you think that whatever we want, God has to give to us?
So why should one pray?
What, you think it's like a deal?
Well, when you do something for God, He should do something for you.
Truth is, God has done many things for me personally. But a person, we each have to pray for ourselves.
Go on, then.
Look, Sia, it wasn't my fault.
Don't lie, the guy saw you.
Then which one of the guys saw
Hassan
me?
Hassan saw you.
Well, then Hassan made
Don't
a mistake.
Don't give me that mistake.
Get off of me.
What's going on here?
I'll see you later.
Go on. Hey, you!
I'll find out the rest tomorrow. We've arranged to go to the court tomorrow.
So I assume the shop was closed today?
It seems it'll be closed tomorrow, too. I'll go upstairs now.
Brother, when I was coming home, I saw Vahid having a fight with another boy in the street.
Having a fight? Over what?
I got it out of the boy. He told me what had happened. With all the problems we've had, we've forgotten about Vahid.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son. Go downstairs. Your aunt wants to talk with you.
Hey, Dad, what are you doing?
You can see, can't you? They belong right here. In the garbage can.
They belong to my friends. I have to give them back.
He's not your friend, son. He's your enemy. Don't touch. Hands off. Get your hands off. What is all this rubbish? Stay right where you are. Vahid!
Do you want? Said, what kind of person is your dad?
Why do you ask?
Just asking.
You'll see him.
What? I'll see him.
Well, yeah, of course. When a relationship goes beyond a certain point, the families, they naturally have to get involved. Why are you laughing? I'm being serious. I'm looking a few steps ahead. I'm thinking about what will be in the future.
Don't even think about it, Said.
Why?
1,000 reasons.
The first one?
You're praying for one.
So what, you mean you don't really believe in God?
Oh my God. I believe in him, but I don't have anything to do with him because he doesn't have anything to do with me.
You're mistaken.
Said, you know we are worlds apart. You are a decent, good, sensible boy, and I'm a crazy, metal-headed girl.
The second one we do have in common, you know, well, not as much as you, but a bit, yeah? Right?
You know, like I do, we don't have anything in common.
Okay, well, anyone has the right to think whatever they like. What's important is attraction, which, thank God, you... Anyway, never mind. The second reason?
Neither you have a job nor me.
I thought about that. We'll go to my Uncle Reza's.
The kind uncle who makes furniture?
Exactly. Do you know how much he insists on me going there to work?
You mean he has a job for me too?
I'm sure he does.
Who are you going to say I am?
I'll tell him that you're a girl that I care for and have decided to... You're...
It's from home. I'll call them.
No... No, your mobile, I mean. Isn't that the one you said that was stolen?
Didn't I tell you I found it? Why are you looking at me like that? So someone found it in a taxi and called me and I went and got it. You are so crabby. Come on, let's go. Look, I have loads of weird and strange dreams.
I have even stranger ones.
Well, I want to drive in a really expensive car.
Really?
Yeah, you can't imagine how fantastic it would be to drive on the motorway at 150 and scream out loud.
If you wait a bit, we'll have that too.
I want to be the wife of someone who can make my dreams come true. Okay, anyway, don't get upset. Look, for example, I would like to ride that motorbike.
Are you mad?
Can't you even make that one come true? Come on, please, Said.
No, I can.
Look, young lady, I don't care if you fall off and break your leg. But if you get one scratch on my beautiful bike, my first priority will be to mess up your engagement. Okay?
Okay.
And you sit with us till she comes back.
Little devil.
Okay.
Vita, that's enough.
Just once more.
Hey, Salar, my brother, why don't we call the police and get this thing sorted?
Why the police?
I want to see how many other bikes you have nicked, mate.
With the one we just nicked off you, it comes to 65. What's this nonsense?
Salar, look at him. I think he's innocent, man. She's the one to blame. She made a monkey out of him and took off.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Look at how it puts his back up.
Because he's a decent guy, with class.
Look, Mr. of Class, you've kept us busy for about an hour now. What's going on in your head?
Look. She's back.
Well, thanks a lot, but I think it needs a look-over. I mean, uphill, it doesn't have much power.
Where on earth have you been? You've kept us waiting for an hour now.
I'm sorry, when I left here, I got onto the motorway and I had to go right to the end to turn
back. That's enough.
Back.
Thanks, guys.
Hang on, mate. And the money?
I gave it to you.
You said a few minutes. It's been an hour.
Okay.
Saeed, you gave them money? Are you crazy? I said I'm sorry.
It wasn't right, Bita. I got worried.
Why? Did you think I'd steal the bike and take off? Is that how much you trust me?
I thought something had happened to you, that you had an accident.
Okay, I made a mistake, but you can be proud of yourself for making one of my dreams come true now. You don't know how much fun I had.
You are really mad.
What time is it? I'm late.
So I'll take you then.
No, I'll get a taxi and go.
So don't give me such a hard time. For God's sake, don't turn your mobile off, okay?
Okay.
That's a good girl.
I say, if your uncle employs us, can we see each other every day?
Yes, unfortunately. I was joking, come on.
Saeed.
Hello.
Hi. Did you know anything about the films Vahid got from his friends?
What films?
The adult films that I broke and threw in the bin over there before. So did you know?
No. But if I did, I wouldn't have done what you did.
You mean you don't care?
No, I mean the way you react is not right.
What's the right way to react? I could tell from the cover alone how inappropriate they all were. What should I have done then?
Father, it seems you just don't understand. He borrowed them from his friend and he has to go and give them back now. What is he gonna do?
Thank you, but you can't talk about friendship and trustworthiness. Son, I expect you to help as well. You have to watch over him.
Okay. So where is Vahid now?
Downstairs, with his aunt.
Hello?
Hello.
Is Vahid here?
Yeah, come in.
No, I don't want to trouble you.
What's with the ceremony? Come on in.
No, I'm afraid I'd say something and you would have to go to the trouble of telling the whole world. Vahid!
What exactly did that mean?
What do I mean? I said something to you and I asked you to keep it a secret. Now who doesn't know about it?
Only your dad knows about it. He saw you when you were leaving here. What could I have done?
You mean whenever I come here, I want money off of you?
Believe me, Saeed, it's not Auntie's fault. You know how Dad is. He doesn't give up. He's stubborn.
Yeah? Come upstairs.
No, you don't know what's been going on.
Actually, I know everything. Come on.
Go on.
Goodbye, Auntie.
Goodbye now.
Whatever I said, he wouldn't listen. He's destroyed all of them. What's this for?
Go give it to your friend and apologize.
What if he doesn't accept it?
Why shouldn't he accept it? That money is more than the cost of the films. You know how to get around him, don't you?
But why should Dad do such a thing to me?
Come on, don't be so rude. I saw a couple of those films and they were really rubbish.
They weren't all like that. There were war films, horror films, all different kinds.
Rubbish ones too. And don't talk to Father about those films. I'll talk to him. And the money I gave you, just give it to your friend. Don't spend it on anything else. Good boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm putting you to trouble.
No. I didn't have anything special to do. I'll go get ready now. By the way, have you bought me the girl's address?
Oh, yeah. Tell me, didn't you talk to Said again?
No. He said what he wanted to. So now I have to go after it. I think he sees this girl regularly.
This is the form that Bita filled in when I employed her. It's her address and other details. So what do you want to do?
Nothing. What any father has to do. Because Said talks about his affection for her, I have to go and check out the girl and her family.
Why? Has Said said anything about wanting to marry the girl?
No, our discussion didn't get that far.
I don't want to interfere in your business, but I think it's a bit soon for talk like that.
You mean leave it and see what happens?
Excuse me, please. But I don't want you to make the same mistake I made. Said is sensitive like my Saba. Don't encourage his stubbornness. Wouldn't you think so? It'll just drive him away.
Okay, let's get going. We'll be late for the court. After you.
Thanks. The court case goes back to a piece of land in another town. A piece of land left to me in Saba from my husband, Parvis, half each. I didn't like or trust Mehran from the beginning. My feelings were so negative towards him that after they got married, I didn't have anything to do with them until this business of the land came up.
I suppose the land appreciated.
Yeah, at first I didn't know. But when I saw that first Saba, and then Mehran kept insisting on me selling my share, I asked around and found out that because of the new town planning, this piece of land is next to a major square in the town center now. Mehran insisted on starting to build there, so he asked me for power of attorney.
And you gave it to him,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I gave it to him because I wanted to please Saba. I gave him a document just for working there, no more. But he forged one for selling it, too.
So did he sell it?
I found out, so I filed a complaint. Mehran went to prison, and the buyer is suing us both now. That's how I became involved now.
What about Saba?
Saba and Mehran started to argue and fight almost immediately. Saba kept away from me so that she wouldn't have to justify herself. And instead of doing what I could for her, I stopped talking to her altogether. But then I realized in the court that because of Mehran's abusive behavior toward Saba, she was living separately from him. I looked everywhere, but however much I tried, I couldn't find her.
What do you think Mehran is up to?
He wants to get the piece of land from us. That's what he was after from the beginning. Not to make a life with Saba.
That was Mohsen.
Who's Mohsen?
Saeed's dad. The one I sent to the restaurant to work just now.
The one who put Farhad in prison and caused him all that trouble?
Yeah. Aren't you going in?
No.
But if you don't go, they'll find you guilty.
No, it's not like that. Later, I'll think up a good excuse for not appearing in court.
But you'll have to appear sometime, or else what's the point?
I'll go, but when there are no checks and promissory notes left in Layla's hands. That's why I asked you to come. All the checks and promissory notes are in her bag. Wait for her outside the court. And when she comes out, you follow her and try to get her alone. And when you get her alone, grab it. Sasan, before she gets back to the restaurant and the safe, okay? You understand?
Hmm.
Hello, Zore.
Hello. Please come in.
No, you come and sit in the car.
I'm not going anywhere.
Do your mother and father know about it?
No. I told them Nima's father is not feeling very well. We've put off talking about the ceremony till later.
Thanks a lot. It really is the truth. If you don't mind, come and sit in the car. This is for you, Zore.
Thanks a lot, Nima. But what's the occasion?
To apologize.
But why you?
Don't take it to heart, Zore. You know what state my dad is in. On the one hand, financial problems and unemployment and his conflict on the other.
So what do you want me to do about it?
You just have to promise not to turn me down. And give him a simple apology. Please do this for me, Zore. This evening I'll come for you and we'll go there.
If you ask me, Mehran is the kind of person that could do absolutely anything.
You're absolutely right.
Your problem is that he has possession of something you want.
I know, Saba. That's why I tried so hard to get him out of prison. I also promised the judge that we would satisfy the buyer somehow.
Well, then you have to talk to him.
Mehran doesn't think about anything but money.
Nevertheless, even for Sabah's sake, you have to keep him hopeful.
Will you help me to find her?
Your wish is my command.
I don't have any information about her. Mehran claims that he doesn't know where she is.
All right, then. So I want you to go and call Mehran and tell him that you want to settle with him out of court. Okay? Would you like some ice cream?
As long as we get back to the restaurant soon.
Very well, then. Okay, you sit here. I'll be right back.
Hey, Mohsen's gone. She's on her own now.
Hey! My bag! Thief!
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Stop them! My bag!
Dirty thief! Get him!
Are you okay? Are you hurt?
No.
The guard and I couldn't find them anywhere. It's like they disappeared into thin air. Would you like me to drive?
No, I'm fine. Let's go.
We failed.
Damn you, I don't believe it. I should have known you weren't man enough for the job.
Oh, come on, I've done everything in my life except this.
You've ruined everything. Everything!
I could have got it off of him, you know, but I was afraid he might recognize me.
Now I have to get hold of some money. First of all, we'll probably have to sell the shop.
But wait, I've got a very good idea.
What's that?
What if Said brings you the checks and promissory notes?
Have you gone crazy?
In your opinion, if we tell Said what we saw today, how do you think he'll feel about that?
Why doesn't Farhad's wife and son know what Mohsen's done?
They have no idea. And it's not to Farhad's advantage, you know.
I know better than you what is good for Farhad.
But you yourself said that in that year in prison, he didn't speak one word about his crime.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything to anyone. But it's better to say something. Said should know some of what went on. It's not right for a kid not to know anything about what his father's up to, huh? Huh? Huh?
My mother sends you her warmest regards. She said she will call your mother tonight to talk.
Didn't she say what she wanted to say?
She did. She said she wants you to come over to our house.
Me come?
That's right. But of course come over with your mother.
Well, you see, I wanted to know what you have decided for your mother after you get married. I mean, is your mother going to live with you once you're married?
My mother says that when I leave the house, she can breathe a sigh of relief. And besides, she's already planned her pilgrimages to various places.
And after that?
Then we'll get a house near my mother so that we're independent. And whenever we miss her, we'll be so close we can always go over and see her there.
That's a good idea.
All right, yeah.
Okay, if you don't mind, I must go. I'm late. Goodbye for now.
So I'm gonna see you there, right?
Goodbye.
All right, have a good day. Bye, mate.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Ali?
Fine.
So tell me, how's my cousin?
She's fine. I have some good news to tell you.
I hope it's good.
I spoke to Professor Etemadi about sitting your exam. And I'll certainly help you in any way I can.
It depends on what you mean by help.
I am absolutely at your service, up to a half an hour before the exam starts.
How about you be at my service for half an hour during the exam, too?
Ordering in.
You know that we care for you more than that, Said.
All right, yeah.
But we care for you more than them, Ali dear.
So I'm gonna see you there, right?
Hey, hello.
Do you want me to give you a lift?
I'll be okay. Right, okay, okay. I know, I've told you 65 times, but just please, answer this one question. Why don't you want to talk about your family?
What do you want to know?
Well, you said that your dad is not well, but what about your mother, sister, brother, if you have one?
My mother is dead.
Well, you said she ran away with someone.
Last time I told you a lot of things, but this time it's the truth.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes I just miss her so much.
You know, when you lose your mother, it's only then that you really begin to realize what you've actually lost.
So we have at least one thing in common.
Did you love her very much?
Of course.
We just have to get used to it. Anyway, leave it. You were telling me about your brother and sister.
I have one brother who is a student.
Hey there, Sasan. No, nothing's happened. I'm in the park. What do you want? Okay, I'll come tonight.
باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمیترسم اگه گاهی دامون بیاثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو دیدم منی اما داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دعا کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گرگه امون میده مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دارم تا از تو چشماشو یه لحظه